I wonder how you picture the Christmas story. At this time of year, many of us send Christmas cards to one another. Inevitably, people send me the religious Christmas cards. I don't know why, but there you go. And occasionally we get a card featuring a shepherd on the front with a message that reads, "We saw this and thought of you, because my surname is Shepherd." But I love seeing the way that different artists picture the Christmas story. So I've taken to keeping the cards that feature characters from the Christmas story. So if there's Mary or Joseph, shepherds, wise men, angels, or of course the baby Jesus, then I tend to keep it. Some of the pictures I've held on to are traditional. They're famous paintings from the past. Others are more contemporary images. Some are photographs of stained glass windows. Others are cartoons that are designed to appeal to children. But the ones that tend to catch my eye are images that come from other cultures, where the story is pictured in a slightly different way. So last year I was sent a Nigerian painting of the Nativity, and also an incredible image of Mary as an African woman with her child bound to the front of her, and then a big headdress. Different pictures say different things about the birth of Jesus. I don't know a great deal about art, I have to confess, apart from enjoying it, but I understand that many of the early Renaissance painters depicted Mary and Joseph as rich and white, which couldn't be further from the truth. But it's likely that the painters were emphasizing the kingship of Jesus rather than the humble circumstances of his birth. Many pictures have Jesus as a baby, naked, right at the center of the image, with a strategically placed modesty cloth, of course, because it is the Son of God we're talking about. But those images with Christ naked and vulnerable are reminding us of the humanity of Christ, that he was flesh and blood, just like us. Every picture tells a story. Every image has something to say about who that baby is, how he came, and why he came. But I wonder how you picture the Christmas story. What's it like in your imagination? This year, there are two images that have caught my eye, and so I've put them in the service booklet for you to see. One's on the inside back cover, and then the other is on the back of the booklet. To start with, I wanted to draw your attention to the one on the inside back cover. It's the painting that has Mary in bed reading a book. Apparently, what she's reading is a 15th century prayer book. And in the corner of the image, there's Joseph cradling the young Jesus. Well, I'm glad I saw somebody laugh at the picture, because that is why it caught my eye, because I found the picture really quite preposterous. I've had two children. Neither of them were born in stables, so it wasn't quite as bad as Mary's experience. But I can say with confidence that the last thing you want to do after delivering a child is to read a book. Utterly ridiculous. So I liked it because it made me laugh. It was an image that made me look at the story differently. And apparently the idea that's in it, the painting's meant to capture this phrase that Jesus is the Word made flesh. And there you've got the two images in the one picture, the Word in the form of the book, and then this baby. But actually what I see in the picture is Mary trying to make sense of what's happened to her. We've heard that story again in our Bible reading tonight. But she's trying to work out who this child, this mystery child that has come as a gift, might be. And it's as if she's responding to Jesus almost intellectually. There's a distance between her and her child as she looks for the answers in the page of her book, The Pursuit of Truth Through the Exercise of Reason. But now look at the other image, the one that I put on the back of the booklet. This picture, perhaps unsurprisingly, comes from a children's picture book, and it's an altogether different image. And I was first drawn to it because in this picture, Mary is perhaps more the way she might have looked, in that she's dark-haired and dark-eyed. But what I found, again, rather surprising, is that there's a glimpse of Mary's breast as she feeds her newborn infant. Mary's also wrapped in a star-covered robe, hinting that something heavenly is happening in this most earthy moment of her feeding her child. Unlike the previous picture, this isn't an intellectual response to Jesus. This is a picture of intimacy, total, pure, unconditionally loving intimacy. I wonder how you picture the Christmas story. I wonder which images speak to you or capture something for you of what happened 2,000 years ago. Some of us believe in the person of Jesus, we believe in the Christmas story, but it is a belief that, like that first picture, is perhaps rather intellectual. It's about the head, not the heart. And like Mary in bed with her book, we allow others to draw close to Jesus whilst we just keep a little bit of distance. We think, we question, we wonder, but we hold back. For me, the Christmas story is a reminder that we are all invited into that intimate relationship with Jesus. We're invited into that second picture. We are all invited into God's embrace. We can all experience something of heaven in the most earthy of moments. That doesn't mean we sideline our intellect, far from it. But it means we become people of word and flesh, people of intellect and intimacy as well, not just one or the other. So will you allow God to draw close to you this Christmas? Will you let down your guard? Will you let him in? So when you hang up your Christmas cards over the next few days, take a moment to pause and look at the pictures and ask yourself, what do they say about Mary and Joseph and Jesus? What do they say about who Jesus is, about why he came and the difference it makes? And remember these two pictures from tonight, and that we are all invited into God's embrace. Amen.